Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Where do you guys sit on Michael Penix?
I like Michael Penix. I think he can make all the throws that you're going to ask of him. My fear is I am worried about his injuries. He has had too many injuries to where it's not like it was a freak thing and he slipped on ice and when he landed, he tore both of his ACLs. Yeah. He got hurt playing football and he got hurt throwing the ball. And when you watched this season,
each knee and a shoulder,
both shoulder, one shoulder, but two surgeries.
Okay.
The problem with Michael Penix is if he went through this whole year and he got hit a bunch and he held up fine and didn't have any injury issues, I wouldn't be worried about that. The problem is he got hit really hard in two games. He got hit against Oregon the very first time, and he got hit really, really hard against Michigan. And in both of those games, he came out grabbing his ribs, looking banged up, looking hurt. That worries me over the longevity of a season. He was behind the best offensive line in all of college football, and he only got touched up twice, but both of those times he looked banged up. That terrifies me.
I am not the biggest Michael Penix guy in the world. There's something about the way he throws. Something about I feel like the arm gets cocked back a little too far. I don't know. I just never, this could just be my super biased Husky hater inside of me, but I was just never really super big into Michael Penix. So obviously it was quite the shock when Atlanta takes him at number 8 in the NFL draft. But something that, and maybe it's because he went as high as 8, but everybody's kind of freaking out, you know. Well, they got Kirk Cousins. Why are you grabbing a quarterback in the first round? Let's not forget Aaron Rodgers played for another 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
With Jordan Love on the bench. Could this not just be that situation? Jordan Love, we talked about every single time. Not ready to play. Doesn't look the part. What a bust. Now they've got no Rodgers. Now they're forced to go with him. And boy, let me tell you, I love me some Jordan Love. He looks great. I'm really excited to see how he looks this year. Hopefully progresses. Can we not just be doing the same thing with Michael Penix? Aren't there some organizations and some guys specifically that do need to sit? Like, Caleb's going to play next year.
Yes, but I don't think that Michael Penix is that guy for a couple different reasons, right?
You think he's a play-now guy.
He has to be a play-now guy because I do think 24 is a play-now age. Like, he has spent that time in college.
Yeah.
Right, he is ready to go. It would be different if, say, Atlanta had taken Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, specifically Drake May. Now, obviously, he wasn't going to get to 8 in general, but let's play in a world where New England traded away or they took Michael Penix. Well, if Drake May falls and he gets to learn behind Kirk Cousins, I actually love that. Kirk Cousins is...
Why? Because it's white on white?
Because
oh, well, is that what we're doing here?
Because it's a consummate pro in Kirk Cousins who Drake May could learn under. Drake May...
Yeah, it sounds about white. Yeah.
His inefficiencies in his game come pre-snap.
Yeah.
When it comes to making the throws, being accurate, Drake May can make all the throws. He's accurate. He can throw on the run. He's athletic.
To where Penix, you're saying, is more ready.
He's ready to go. He's ready to go right now. And here's the thing. If you want him to sit, his age, I think, is a big issue there. Because Drake May is 21. Well, if Drake May sits for, let's say he goes 3 years. He sits. By the time he's starting, he's 24. You still have a year or so to decide if you want to take that fifth year, and he can improve his issues.
And when, if Penix starts, he starts at 30 or at 28.
At 27,
28. 28. And then do you want to pick up that fifth year on a 29-year-old quarterback? And right. What if you're really good?
Right.
You want to pay him 40 mil at 30?
Right. Well, and he's going to be going through rookie mistakes because it's his first year starting when he should be in his athletic peak. If it's Drake May, he's making those rookie mistakes as he's going into his athletic peak and his peak as a quarterback, right? That 27 to, what, 32, that's around your peak for most players.
Well, which is the bigger factor for him then, age or ability?
For me, in that role, it is age. It's age and, like, personally, as a prospect, I would stay away from Penix because of the injury issues. But if you're looking at it in just Atlanta, it's his age. Because that's fine. If you want him to develop under a starting quarterback, I actually love that idea. But you should have a player then that is the age that makes sense to do that. At 24 years old, it doesn't make sense to have him sit under someone and develop. Because by the time that he has the opportunity to showcase his talents, he's too old. Like, what are you going to do with him, right? Like, at 27, unless he hits the ground and he's perfect.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You've got to decide, is this 27-year-old going to continue to take steps of growth, or is this what he is, and you can do it on a finite number of reps? If you get it with a 24-year-old, you can assume that he's still going to rise and continue to improve and get better in that smaller amount of reps. I just like it from an age perspective better.
Some thoughts on the YouTube chat. This is going to be Atlanta's only opportunity to get a potential franchise QB in the draft. Choices were Penix, Knicks, or JJ. In my mind, between those three, Penix is the easy answer. And he also continues to say, 66 starting QBs in the NFL last season. Cousins is 36, coming off an Achilles. Zero chance Penix sits for 2 years.
So then you shouldn't, if your issue is, well, Kirk Cousins is 36 and he's coming off an Achilles tear, then you shouldn't have signed him to the deal.
Exactly. That is true. You should have known before you got Cousins that you could get Penix at number 8.
Right. You should not have signed him to the deal. Now, this all being said, Penix might go out there and dominate in camp just like Russell Wilson did when the Seahawks went out and signed
Matt Flynn,
right? He could come out and he could dominate. I'm not saying that Penix is a bad pro prospect. I'm not even saying that he's worse than J.J. McCarthy or Knicks. What I am saying is it doesn't make sense. It's not a fit. You're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. It just doesn't make sense there.
Yeah. You wonder where the logic is, because unfortunately the Atlanta Falcons are not, as everybody's been comparing their situation to the Green Bay Packers, who literally, Jordan Love is their third quarterback in how many years? 40. I mean, almost 30. So
Since 92?
Exactly. The Atlanta Falcons, and to their point, not to completely bag on them, they got Zach Robinson, the old Rams passing game coordinator, so a little bit of a Sean McVay-esque, at least, guy that they hope that can transition their offense into something better there. It makes sense to get a guy like Michael Penix, but it doesn't make sense to do it a month after you're paying a bunch of money that you just went to your owner and asked for. I just, as the GM, you got to just look like you're sitting on the fence trying to ride both sides. It makes no sense.
I think he fell in love with Penix.
I think so too.
I think what happened is he signed Kirk Cousins because he wanted to make sure that he could sign a quarterback, because that
and
that
Atlanta's in a window
good.
Right now. That division is very winnable.
100%.
There's a lot of great talent on that roster. Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily fault them for taking a QB while having a QB, but it is right. interesting because Cousins was not cheap.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, and this one is getting beat a lot by guys like Pete Schrager, right? It's, well, Atlanta, basically since Matt Ryan, has been in purgatory when it comes to quarterbacks, right? Like, Desmond Ridder didn't work. They've had Heinicke. He didn't work. They've had a multitude of other different quarterbacks that have come in and played for them, and they've been garbage. So they looked at it as, this is our last chance to be up this high. We're going to go get our quarterback of the future. We already have Kirk Cousins. We're willing to shell out that money, and now he can learn. And when you look at the contract, it's really a two-year contract. It's not a four-year because all the guaranteed money is in those first 2 years.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And then you can get out of it. The problem is, again, you're still getting out of it when Michael Penix is 27.
Yeah.
I just don't like the age matchup. If you think Michael Penix is the best quarterback and you think that he has a chance to beat out Kirk Cousins in a year or two, you know what? Maybe we look back at this in 3 or 4 years and there's egg on all of our face and they made the right decision. I mean, people said the same thing about Seattle and Russell Wilson. It just, to me, doesn't feel like it was the smartest decision in the moment.
I really wish I could jump ahead in time and know the answer to this because I, as an old man, will forget what I felt like on this day in 3 years. I will have no idea.
I don't think you will forget.
No? You don't think so?
No, because everyone will remind everyone about, remember when you idiot said that Michael Penix wasn't going to be a good pick? It's just a really aggressive pick that could probably cost your job if both don't work out. And I don't know that that's the move I would make.
All right, let's see how this pans out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.